Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 253. Light is stronger than darkness. Modern inventions are truly marvelous. I can't imagine how computers work, or TVs, or a multitude of other electronic marvels. Even electricity, I don't know what it is and I doubt anybody really knows. That fundamental electric invention of Thomas Edison, the common light bulb, is a blessing to humanity everywhere. There are also bad inventions, things that degrade and poison and kill. But there is one invention that I am glad no one has ever been able to invent, and that is a light bulb in reverse, a device that would snuff out the light. In the Gospel of John, chapter 1, we read, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it." The Word, capital W, is a name for Christ, the Son of God, who has been with the Father ever since the beginning, John says. And his life is the source of our life, and this life has brought light to mankind. What makes me happy is the statement that says that the darkness has never been able to put out the light. And darkness never will be able to put out light, but light always puts out darkness. Thank God. What this means is that light is stronger than darkness. Come into a room some midnight that is totally dark, and light one little candle, and the darkness will flee. That means, of course, that Satan and all his hosts of evil angels will flee at the very mention in faith and reverence of the name of Jesus. Something else that is good news is that love is stronger than hatred. Do you have to meet up with hatred in your home, your office, your business, among the neighbors? Love is stronger, believe it. And some more good news grace is stronger than sin. Stronger than all the allurements to sin that Satan and his devils in hell can invent. You need not be a captive to sin, except for your unbelief,